I think you put, there is a very deep question about the dominance of Europeans over non-Europeans. It isn't just the Incas. It's basically everywhere all over the world. Between 1480, say, and 1600, just to put some date on it, the Europeans spread over the four corners of the globe. They go everywhere. Some of them looking for gold, some of them preaching the Bible, some of them then looking for adventure or for land or for whatnot. But they are out there, going to China, going to Japan, going to the East Indies, trying even to get into Africa, not very successfully, that should be added, and they go to America. Nobody ever shows up in Europe. It's very odd. Why is it not just why did the Europeans get to America and the Incas never get to Europe, which may be a fairly simple answer to that, which is that the Incas just simply didn't have the kind of shipping that could cross the Pacific. But why don't the Chinese?
Just hold off a minute just until we ask again.
Yes. And you may
just pick it up from the end there. Not just why didn't the Incas come, but yeah.
Well, you may well ask, why did Chinese explorers never show up in Europe and say, hey, you know, we're here, we're Chinese, you know, we want to buy something or sell something. It never happens. And the odd thing is that you can't say they didn't have the ships, because they did. You know, by 1430, the Chinese have very, very seaworthy ships that travel all around Africa and basically had the capability of going anywhere in the world. But they don't. After a little bit of exploring, they said, well, this isn't really very all that interesting, and all that is worth knowing in the world is in China. We don't have to go to Europe. And they don't go. And then the Europeans show up over there. And so I really do believe that even though the existence of animals is a very important historical factor, it doesn't explain everything about the sort of huge asymmetry between Europe and the rest of the world. There are other things involved, things that are cultural, things that are have to do with technology and with knowledge that actually go deeper than just animals.